see any then.
I know.
Because I was going to say, if you were in Atlanta, you'd see them.
I know.
And
that's
they
what
will
I was,
sass you.
I know. Thank God I have my black wife with
They're
me.
Actually nice.
Just for some reserve sass, but.
Atlanta's, it's very nice. Oh,
yeah, it's
pretty
fucking
nice.
I do that's like
nice.
It. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I go down there. You know, I was joking about always assuming my wife is faking it when she has any yeah. ailment. I just assume, I'm like, if she has any ailment, there's for some reason, there's part of my brain that's like, yeah, right.
Sure you do.
Sure. It, literally. So then we're down. We get there. First night we're there, she's like, she's been saying it for 2 days. She's like, I don't really feel that well. And I'm like, dude, it's just the fucking whatever.
From it's
like
just because you're climate. On a trip with me.
Just and,
you're
trip.
Ruining it. Dude. It's because so, I have to work this weekend.
I had the kids, everything. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like, she's like, oh, I'm coughing. I don't feel well. And I'm like, dude, just you need, I always tell her, you just need to drink some water, dude.
Drink
you
some water.
Drink some fucking water.
Walk it off.
Dude, she hits me. I Uber or whatever, DoorDash the thermometer. She's like 102 or 1.5. I was like,
106.
Shit.
106 in Park.
Yeah, yeah. She was 102.
That's when a black person has a fever. I have a fever of 106 in Park.
106 in Park would be dangerous. That'd be so dangerous. But dude, she had a fucking, she had the flu.
Did she ever hit you back with,
I told
you need to drink water?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in that deadlock right now, every day. It's like, have you drank enough water? It's like, all I do is drink water.
Yeah.
I chug water. Don't talk to me about drinking water.
I'm more so pushing the water agenda, but she has hit me with it. Like, you haven't drank a lot of water. I'm like,
yes, I have.
I'm fucking water cooler in my office. You don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Fuck are
there.
You? You don't watch me
It
all
is
the time.
Offensive when someone's like, you drink any water?
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, of course I do. What, do you
what
think
do I smell? Like, why the fuck are you saying
that? Yeah.
I know, Bob. I got to stop dogging on her over water intake, but it's, dude, it's crazy.
Nah, get in there.
I was peeped, dude. She had a fever, and I'm like,
yeah,
I gave her
water.
This big water bottle. I came in the next day, and I was like, dude.
They don't drink water. They're cats.
All,
they're
was,
literally cats.
That was her fucking, that was like her hamster bottle. And I'm like peeping the level. I'm like, dude, it went down that much.
Yeah, you had a sip of
I'm
water.
Like, drink like, some fucking water. I'm sorry. I'm like, so then,
it's
dude.
Like my sister. She has to put those fucking, like,
flavors
flavor packs it. It's like just drink the fucking water.
Drink the fucking water.
They not everything has to be soda.
They won't do it.
It's crazy.
I get
bro.
Plenty of water in my soda and beer and coffee.
They ever hit you with the every woman hits you with the fucking I didn't get a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It's like I was with you. I saw you.
Oh,
you
dude,
for 14 hours.
I have actually. I have.
I saw you
I
asleep.
Have data on that. They don't get good sleep.
Why?
I know.
So when I got the Aura ring, I don't have it right now, but I was wearing this Aura ring and it was like tracking my sleep, all this stuff. Finally talked my wife into getting one. We went to bed at the exact same time. We both wore them. I woke up. It was like 8 hours of sleep. I woke up. I'm like, dude, my readiness score is 93. This is awesome. What's yours? Fucking 55.
You toss and turn.
When they get their periods, their body temperature rises.
Oh.
And I was peeping her readiness score, and it was like, dude, it was 55 would be like if I had like 5 beers and stayed up till 3 a.m. And we got 8 hours of sleep.
That's taking it easy. Yeah. That's a fucking that's 95 readiness for me. God damn, I was good.
Ready to seize the day.
Yeah,
and I woke up next to her and I was like, what the fuck happened? She's like, I told you I don't feel well when I'm my period.
I told you
like,
I'm not sleeping.
Damn, dude, you're fucked.
Think of those floppy tits.
So I got the data, dude. There.
Like, you roll up like, I can't sleep on this. It fucking sucks to be a chick.
It, dude.
It does suck to be a chick.
Bro, I didn't know. It's like a whole week leading up to it.
And yeah, you get the flu every week.
Yeah. But, dude, so she had her
or
fucking.
Every month. Pardon
she
me.
Rode off a week of period into flu.
Yeah.
So it was period to flu. Then I'm doing shows. So, like,
overlap.
Thursday, we get the diagnosis. I'm like, damn, you're fucked.
They hate show weekends anyway.
Hey, true.
They hate show.
I think
weekend.
Her body just rejected it, dude.
Their bodies reject shows. Did you? Every single lady rejects the show.
Why do you I do? Why do I got to do the thing I love doing and I do for money?
Yeah.
And then you knew it was coming on the schedule for 3 months straight. You knew it was coming. Why do I do it?
I go out every. Oh, why are you doing it?
And then there's no show weekends. Like, what do you want to do? Let's just watch some shows.
Yeah.
Let's watch. You needed me home for that.
Yeah. Well, dude, I was nervous. What I'm trying to tell you right now is that I had all weekend. I'm not trying to say like I'm a hero or whatever, but it was Babe had a fever. I had to do all the stuff during the day for the most part. Obviously, we brought a babysitter with us, so I did have to chill a little bit. But
it was heroic.
But I had to make breakfast, dude. So, I was like getting up, and it was like I would lay
breakfast.
Next. To, it was crazy because I was laying next to her all night, and it's like you know if I get the flu, I was like fucked.
Oh yeah.
So it would just be like coughing, and I just lay there just being like, we'll see what fucking happens.
Yeah.
Just powered through the whole weekend. It was pretty, there's a lot, dude. And then they fucking canceled 2 shows over the snow. It snowed 1.5 inches in Georgia, which, to be fair, at first I was kind of salty because I was just like, dude, this is not that bad. But they didn't salt the roads, and it's like, you're releasing it. I think it was like 350 the club. So you'd be releasing like, let's say at least 500 drunk drivers that night into the ice.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, yeah, that's conditions.
Yeah. That's fair. But when people were like, oh, McCusker fucking canceled because a little snow, I was like, fuck that. I don't care, dude. I don't care what people say.
How long did that take?
30 seconds. Yeah. I grabbed my phone. I was like, for the record, the club canceled. I felt like such a dumbass. I was like, damn it. I showed my hand. It was instantly people were like, fuck you, Fairweather McCusker. I'm like,
Fairweather McCusker. Oh, I got a good one.
They got me.
I did San Antonio and Dallas, and I like to come out to Dire Straits, Money
nice.
For Nothing.
Nice. Nice.
Usually hits. When it doesn't hit, I felt like a real turd. I was expecting a very ruckus applause.
Yeah.
Kind of mediocre. I just walked out. I was like, hey.
Hey, guys.
That was pretty intense, huh?
Who was that guitarist, Shane?
Dun, 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 dun. That's pretty sick.
It's nice.
That guy is one of the ugliest rock stars in the world.
I've never seen him.
He just hit before MTV.
The lead singer of Dire Straits.
Him, the guy from Genesis. They're both like couldn't have existed once MTV came around.
Who from Genesis?
The main guy, not the one who left, but the one who stayed.
It wasn't, whatchamacallit, Collins.
Kind of, yeah, Phil Collins.
It was. You think Phil Collins is ugly?
He was in an interview once. He goes, I could never make it now.
I'm musically gifted. I don't know how to comb my hair.
Dire Straits is some ugly ass
ugly bro.
07 was Vince Young, or was that 08?
It might have been 08 was Vince Young, because Vince Young was on the cover of the NCAA game.
No, he wasn't. That was Boise State.
Can you do that? Was that Kellen Moore? Yeah, it was. Can you do the, because I can start 03 with Wanky.
03. Wanky. Are you sure that wasn't 02? Are you sure that wasn't 02, Wanky?
I want to say.
Hold on. Fire it up. Let's see if we can do it.
02 might have been.
This is going to be tough.
This is going to be hard. I mean, yeah. I'm like trying to think back on NCAA, which, by the way, coming back in 2024.
Cannot wait.
Because they get payment, launch day. Right?
Cannot wait.
Launch day, just get ready because I'm finding you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And we're fucking NCAA in it.
I mean, if this is just a sports podcast now.
Yeah,
Notre Dame's
Shane
shit in the bed right
now. Talk sports.
Yeah, Matt's gone, dude. Time to talk sports.
But dude, back to spazzing. I was playing Madden 01. Like, I'd come home from school and just play it all weekend, play it. And my mom was gone for like a week. And I was like, dude, Friday night, I got a fake ID. Let's go get a bunch of beers. We'll have a Madden tournament for money. Everyone will put in money. And I had like 8 friends. And I was like, dude, I'm about to win everyone.
02 is Winky. 03 was Joey Harrington.
I think it's reverse.
Reverse.
02 is Harrington. 03 is Wanky. 04
or no,
is
no.
Are
Wanky.
You on Madden's or NCAA?
NCAA.
Oh,
okay. Wanky would have been
Florida State.
Older, though.
Yeah, but he was an older quarterback.
No, but I'm saying they won.
Oh, you're saying
in
it
like
was
2000.
He. Oh, fuck. Is he 2000?
They won in like 9. They beat Vic.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
01 might be.
Harrington might be
Joey Harrington.
Yeah, because at Oregon.
This is fun, though. It's not great podcasting, but it's pretty fun.
Fun to think back on who it was.
So, Dan, this tournament, you had your tournament.
Yes. I had 8.
I'm sorry.
So, I had like 7 of my friends, even my friends that were like, I don't even play video games. I'm like, it'll be fun.
It'll be fun to have a tournament.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to have a tournament.
And I'm like,
it's my house. It'll be fun to win.
I'm a bit of a gamer.
It'll pay back for the beer money or whatever. Dude, I lost in the second round. I remember Dante Culpepper was the quarterback of the Vikings.
Yeah.
And my friend would just do the same move.
You said Madden.
Yeah.
All right.
So he would just roll right and then just fucking bomb it with Culpepper. And I remember my friend Mike Fujak beat me. He's quiet, very nice man. Fu-Tang beat me.
Yeah.
I stood up and put 4 holes in my wall in front of
him. You threw a combo?
I was like, honking out. Like, four holes in my wall. And dude, I swear to God, all my friends went like, not even laughing at me. This is what was worse. They go, I don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, why? You guys won. And they're
finish the tournament.
Like,
Sit down and finish
the tournament. And then I just like, I spazzed so hard that I just remember being out in the garage smoking cigarettes. And they came out and they're like, Fujak won, and I was like, at least I lost to the winner.
I got second. I was the second best.
The second best team. I took him the distance.
I caused a video game spaz. I was at the mall with my mom.
Okay.
So I had to go to the mall with my mom and sisters.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse as a young man than being dragged to the mall.
Because you're going to lady stores.
They're going to lady stores. I always go. I would just go straight to the video game.
Hit the GameStop. Hit the Funko Land.
I don't even know. Yeah, it might have been Funko Land. It was like KB Toys used to have some video games.
Well, they would have the screen in the plastic bubble, and then the tubes out.
Sit there and play. But I went to one, and they were just having an NFL 2K tournament.
Mm. NFL 2K, RIP.
Let's go.
One of the most fun games.
Can I be in the tournament? They're like, yeah. There ended up being like six people. And the winner got a copy of the game.
Yeah.
So I get to the finals. It was 2 minute quarters.
Yeah.
I got the ball in the second half and ran the clock out.
Bro.
As a kid. I ran like.
Who are you going against?
An adult.
Oh.
And I ran the clock.
So he understood what you were doing. Yeah.
I ran the clock the whole quarter.
He goes, you know, it's not cool to do that. Was it that kind of thing?
And he grabbed the game off the shelf and ran out of the store.
No.
And they got him. They got him. Security got him.
Damn, dude, you got a guy a fucking case.
Yeah.
Dude, that he got fucking charged.
And he was right to be upset.
Yeah. You just being like running and then looking at him.
Yeah, just be like off tackle.
Off tackle.
We're going off tackle, right?
Good luck, pitch.
3 yards. That's another minute off the clock.
And then he's like, he goes 4th and 1, you got to punt it. Yeah. You go, or just run it.
I'll just run a quarterback sweep.
Yeah, I can just get through.
First down.
Did you look up what the NCAA was?
You got the list of them? So I think 01 is going to be Winky.
01 is Winky. All right. No, I think 01 is Harrington.
I think they won the 2000.
I think you're right. 2000's Winky.
Okay.
01 is
Winky.
Harrington. 02 is...
I think that's Sean Alexander.
I think it's 2000. Chris Leak.
No, Florida. No. I think it's Sean Alexander from Alabama running back.
It might be.
So I think it's 2000 Winky.
2000 is Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander.
01?
2001 is Winky.
Winky. 02 is Joey Harrington from Oregon.
03.
Ooh.
03 is...
It's Delaware, I think.
Oregon player.
Oregon.
03? Is it Harrington again?
It's Carson Palmer, the quarterback.
Oh, no. It's USC.
Carson Palmer.
Oh,
sorry.
Carson Palmer's alert.
Yeah.
04.
Might have.
This is a tough period. 04 is
Reggie
tough.
Bush?
Reggie was 06 or 07.
I know in Madden, 04 was the Mike Vick year.
Pitt.
Oh, Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Man, that was a good year.
Yeah, 04 is Fitzgerald. 05 has got to be Reggie Bush.
05.
Reggie Who is it?
Desmond Howard.
The Heisman. Classic year.
06 is Reggie Bush because that was the first Xbox 360 one.
Yeah,
in 05. Yeah, that's when I moved here to New York. And I remember the 05 Desmond Howard, you could do career mode. And the better you played, you had girlfriends. Do you remember that?
What?
Dude, like, they started the EA used to have cool shit. You, as the head coach in Dynasty mode, you could be like, a dude got in trouble for academic stuff, and you'd be like, nah, he's playing. Sanctions?
Yeah, and then if you did the solo career mode, you got a better dorm.
Yeah, it had an ugly girl at first. Yeah,
your freshman girlfriend was like ugly, and then by the time you were a senior, you were like, yeah, dime pieces.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, bring that back, dude.
True.
Yeah.
I thought if it's in the game, it's in the game.
It's in the game. Where's the nerd that's helping me with my test?
EA Sports.
Yeah. I thought it was in the game.
In the game.
Oh, damn, dude.
So
remember EA
Reggie.
Sports big? EA Sports.
Oh, yeah, where they try to do NBA Jam for everything.
Yeah.
They're doing that now. They destroyed video games, dude.
Yeah, because video games are destroyed,
fucking
dude.
Online.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you want a bowl with bumpers?
Everything you have to fucking dismiss a like offer for new cards or whatever.
Dude, Madden is so hard just
can't
to get
play
to,
Madden.
To franchise.
Yeah.
Just to get to franchise.
Try to run a franchise.
I'm telling you.
I like scouting draft picks.
You do?
I like having a good time.
Dude.
I like planning this organization.
I do that in 2K. I rebuild. I go to my jam mode and I rebuild like the Sacramento Kings all the time.
Yeah, you got to rebuild. Yeah.
I like to set the concession prices. I can't. Damn, these are high prices for peanuts.
Yeah. You go, come on, man. The working man needs to have a beer.
This is Philly. Come on. Give him a couple brewskis.
Working man's got to have a beer when he's watching us. I just run dynasties with McDaniel. Because it's weird to see your friend animated on Madden.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'll tell him what I do.
That's awesome.
In real life.
That's awesome.
I saw him at the Jets game. I go, dude, I'm in the AFC Championship game with the Dolphins. And he goes, so why haven't you won it? That was immediately his response.
You're like, say less.
I'll take it. I go, you know what?
Don't worry.
I go, you got this situation handled with Skylar Thompson.
I'm going to get us a trophy.
I'm going to head back.
I'm going to send you a picture of this trophy.
And then when we went to the Browns game, me and my boy, they were like, because when you're like, the access you get with a head coach, you don't get a ticket. You don't have a lanyard. There's just a guy that walks you around that's like, no, he's with me, like the head of security.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you guys want to go watch the players get introduced, like to me and my friend Chad? And we're like, what do you mean? And we were down next to the tunnel where they run out.
Oh,
it was fucking sick. It was against the Browns like week fucking 15 or whatever. And every time a guy would run by, I go, he's killing it in my franchise. And my friend Chad would be like, I don't fucking care.
He's 86 overall.
I traded him for draft picks. And he's like, all right, I don't give a shit. Yeah, dude.
How about you? You get pumped on the vidges? Do you get excited about like when you watch wrestling? And you're like, those are my guys.
Do you play 2K WWE? And get mad?
GM mode stinks though now.
Yeah, but do you play like, I just play like random matches.
GM mode does stink. The last one sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta like match them up every time. You have a big guy, you have a small guy. Yeah.
Well, the new one's coming out
this week. Oh, maybe like next. Yeah. March 14th. Yeah. Sorry.
I pre-ordered the expensive one with Cena.
Really unreal how much of this was just a conversation and not like a funny podcast. Just, I was like, and then I met this guy, and then I met this guy, and then like sports. You guys like sports?
Yeah. But
no, it's perfect.
You think they want to be like, all right, next topic.
I'm just
Matt's
today
gone.
Today we're going to talk about Ohio.
Matt's gone.
When the shaman's away, the bowl will play.
Yes, yeah, time to talk sports.
It's time to talk sports.
I never get to talk
sports. Dude, you went to the fucking Super Bowl, right?
Drake
you
became, party, dude.
You became friends with the most dynamic running back in the
NFL. I
got to
take it easy. I don't want to overdo it. Yeah, it's like having a hot girlfriend or like a hot girl you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like I tagged him in a picture yesterday and I was like.
Do you think his girlfriend's going to be like, that Shane guy is talking about
Chris Godwin. From the rafters. Who would have thought?
Wait, what?
Anytime I get when O-linemen are fans.
Yeah.
Or like a white dude. I'm like, yeah, Taylor Heineke. I know you're a bro. Dude.
Of course.
Yeah. You're one of us.
Yeah.
But when like Chris Godwin from the Bucks hit me up and was like, big fan, can I come to the show? I was like.
Absolutely you can.
Yeah.
You're dangerous.
You're awesome.
Dangerous one-on-one.
The blackest guy I've ever seen.
Be my friend.
How do you like me?
Be my friend. I'm into white running backs, but I could find a place for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, spazzing on video games. Wrestling video games are hard to spaz on.
Yeah.
Unless the computer beats you and you're like, that wouldn't happen. You start talking about it.
Dan, I play on Legendary. I don't lose.
Me too. I think Lamar and I need to have a little.
I think we could settle this.
You need a slam jamboree?
Although these guys try to beat me in UFC every week. And God damn, I put a hurting on these
hurt them.
Yeah, I smash them. Smash. I say, now we talk.
But do you think they're afraid to beat you?
No.
You I'm not one part of them that's like,
I actually don't video game spaz.
You don't?
I don't video
Our
game
Our first
spaz.
Hang, you actually got me to spaz, and I had the series.
I don't video game spaz.
I beat you three games.
Those were neck and neck, and then one game, there was a quit.
Well, first off.
It was an onside kick at half.
There was some bullshit going on. Shane won in a bullshit way, and I was like, we're not going
to
continue
this.
I think
it was 31-10.
I was like, we're going to run it right back, and you go, you quit. And then he just had me that whole weekend being like, I got you to quit. And I was like, no.
Made
it was
his a bullshit, ass quit.
No. It was a bullshit reason, and we all know that. Was there anything that would get you more, like, I know wrestlers would geek us out.
Yeah.
And NFL players geek us all out.
Yeah.
What would, like, Wayne Rooney is a good example of something that where you would be like, oh, shit, that no one else would care about.
Because in an
airport.
You saw
Mad Dog Maddox, you go nuts.
Yeah. In an airport, you don't want to draw attention.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was anywhere else, I'd be like, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
But in an airport, you're just like, sup?
Is there anything, like, is there anybody that's like a... Scholastic
Wayne Rooney would have been huge.
No, but like Scholastic that would get you to pop. Is there like a writer or something?
Oh, be like Cornel West.
That's a lot.
I saw Cornel West.
Really?
He was on my fucking flight. I swear to God.
That's an easy mistake. It's a machine.
We had an NHL machine in college. And there was a kid we had live, and there was a kid who would just play against the computer and flip and be like, this is how you get better. Fucking live's cheap. That's fucking.
You hit the spaz last night in Madden.
I love it.
You tried to take advantage of me last night in Madden.
I fucking really? Rage quit constantly.
He tried to take advantage of me.
Well, I just exit game.
I was just.
So you got another pick. I was like, exit game. Done. I'm done playing.
He spazzed. Exited as fast as he could.
It's
pretty funny.
People do try to take advantage of you when you're an inebriated.
Soder
state,
took advantage of me.
Did he really?
Yeah, he finally beat me in NCAA when I got. He's a sober man, too.
Yeah.
He's a sober man.
He was sharking on you.
He got me at the end of the night, and I was nasty about it.
Shane immediately starts saying all sorts of mean shit when you start beating him.
Like what?
You're the cheapest guy in the fucking game. You're so gay. You run the same play every fucking time.
I mean, that's how you get people to get off their game.
I do the same shit, though.
It works every time.
Five and out.
It is funny, though, having like someone sober preying on you like you pray on a woman. Just be like, well, come on. Let's go back to your
Do
place.
One more shot.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Come on, man. Let's play in
Fine. We're not going to play any. Yeah. I'm just going to hang out. We're not going to play any games.
I'll be Michigan. I know you hate Michigan. Yeah, I hate Michigan. I'll play against Michigan. I was down like 30 to Soder, and I was like, do you feel good about this? And he was like, no, dude, I don't. This sucks. Let's go to bed. I was like, yeah, exactly. We went to bed. I was like, you quit.
I win.
Yeah, it was Soder. I know I've definitely said it before, but it was making me cry the other day. Like, I literally was crying laughing about it because I was telling Jay about it. Because when me and Soder played each other, he was up like 20, and he was finally going to win.
Was this on the stream, you're saying?
No, this was after.
Okay.
And we're sitting there, and DeRosa comes in and sits next to Soder and is like, Shane's right, your guys are blocking way better than his. And he was like, shut the fuck up, DeRosa. And I came back and he missed an extra point and lost. Oh. And when he finished, he put his controller down. DeRosa was sitting next to him and he goes, oh. It was the craziest spaz I've ever seen.
Was he serious?
He was totally serious.
Damn.
The Soder goes, I was like, what the fuck was that?
Oh my god.
It was so good. DeRose was like, jeez, man. Poor DeRose's bitch ass. He's like, you wouldn't do that to other people. Like 5 hours later, he's still going.
Oh my god.
It was awesome.
Oh, that's such a good expression of a video game smash.
It was so funny, especially from Soder. He does it. He hits the hardest video game spazzes of anyone.
That's so funny, dude.
He'll punch a table. He'll fucking.
Oh my god!
It's so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can get him, dude. If I lose, I'm.
Yeah,
like,
but you hit the funniest spazz.
I run away. I run away.
You literally run away.
I gotta hide my face, dude.
It's like, you ever see a video of a little black kid losing video games? He starts crying, yeah. Playing the controller, yeah, just fucking shakes it.
It sucks when you lose.
Losing does it suck so bad.
We used
Think
to have
about losing the computer in Bannerlord after you've been playing for 12 hours.
Oh.
And you lose everything. You go, what the fuck did I do today? Yeah. I mean, remember I played FIFA? I'd play FIFA for a week straight without getting up. And I'd get fired. I'd get an email in the video game and be like, you're done, dude. You got to go outside.
That'd be funny to get like text, but in the game, but about real life. And be like, dude, it's your mom. What the fuck are you doing? Like, the fuck is this? This is bullshit, dude. Shut the fuck up.
How come you're not married?
What the fuck?
I'm trying to bring Norwich to Prem.
We used to have an N64 in our unfinished basement. That was fucking scary.
Everyone had an N64 and an unfinished
basement. Not N64. It was everyone. Super Nintendo or NES, yeah, yeah, if yeah. You know, but they would all play it. Maybe whatever Mortal Kombat was on, maybe a Genesis as well. And I would never be able to play. And then when everyone was away, I would sneak down.
That's nice.
Someone would catch me, turn the lights off, and I'd be like, fuck! And run as fast as I could upstairs.
That basement was terrifying, dude.
Yeah,
because it was a cement dungeon. There were spiders in the little like water gaps. There was these big wolf spiders.
That sucks.
I wouldn't be called.
Lights out while gaming.
Fed got PS1, though, on a mad one. Like, one day I rolled up.
You must be full of yourself after that Patriot got sentenced. You look like the cat who's swallowed the bird. Or whatever.
Dude, I'm justice, dude. That's all you got to know about.
All I care about is justice.
Justice, dude. Got served, finally. Finally.
Well, now we're even, all right? You guys can quit your goddamn belly aches, all right? Yeah,
there's two black wins in law history, OJ and this one.
Well, OJ, you guys, that was a cheat.
Look, hey.
He cheated on that one. He didn't even want the win from you guys. OJ,
really?
Yeah. OJ
wanted justice?
No, OJ wanted white justice, dude. He wanted, and technically he got it. He was rich enough that he walked.
He did get white justice.
He did get white justice.
I don't know, dude. Johnny Cochran's pretty black.
Was
pretty black.
What's he doing now?
In Congress with the Lord.
Depends how you feel about him. You know, depends if you're that lady's family that OJ cut her head off.
True.
if you ask them, I'd say they're probably like, Johnny Cochran, he's probably in hell.
Yeah.
He's down there. True. But
he's dead. I know he's dead.
I think he's in Congress with the Lord right now, just probably hanging with Jesus, JC, dude. Tell him, don't put that glove on, Jesus. You can't quit.
Yeah.
Just telling him.
Yeah, well, you guys are laughing at all, but we can't fucking lose our vigilance, dude. We got to follow court cases. We got to follow national spotlight court cases.
I'm all over it. I'm on the one now.
Oh, yeah.
New one?
Yep.
I've got my eyes like a hawk on that one. I was like, what are they doing? Why are they doing? What happened? And then when you hear the story, you're like, oh, shit.
It is funny.
Tough one to defend.
It is always funny here.
I looked at the headline, and it was just like, young girl shot by police. I was like, fuck, dude. And then I clicked the link, and it was like, while stabbing someone. It was like, all right. Yeah. Every once in a while, you got to give the cops. They got one, right?
That's a classic damned if you do. That's a classic damned if you do. Oh, yeah. That's a damned if you do.
Cop should have ran away, dude. He should be like, I was never here. What the fuck?
If he did that, he'd be like, he would be in less trouble. Like, honestly.
No, he'd be getting the same. They'd be like, look at these cowards, dude, and there's time to serve.
That's what cops do. Like, they don't have to put their life in danger. They can wait till the shit's done and then get out there and, like, solve it.
Yeah, I wonder why. I wonder why they would do something like
that. No. They've been doing it. Like, it's always existed. It's like, it's always existed as a cop thing. Like, it's like, what do they call? They call people who are going to die from their inactions as likelies. Like, that person's a likely. Meaning they didn't do what they could to help them, but they're going to die after they stop the crime.
Where'd you get this from?
NPR.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I was thinking it might have been your street knowledge. I was going to defer to you due to your street knowledge.
I don't claim any street knowledge.
I know.
I don't claim.
Yeah, obviously.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Obviously.
The big homie NPR.
Yeah.
But yeah, the, I don't know. Cops are usually pretty
good. You know what that stands for?
Yeah. What?
No, I like cops, dude. I don't hate cops. I like them. I think there's some things that could be worked on.
So you're sitting there.
It sounds like something I might say.
Girl has a
knife. I know.
The other way.
So girl has a knife. She's going for the other girl. What do you do?
As a cop?
Hey, guys, stop.
No, you're there. Yeah, you got it. You're just
like a stranger?
You're an armed civilian.
An armed civilian?
You have a gun.
Yeah.
I'd say, hey.
And this is going down. Down on your property.
Oh my!
This is your property, so you're within your right.
Okay, I'm not going to shoot him.
Okay, so girl got stabbed dead.
No, I'm going.
That's your land. You get sued.
Push her. I'm going to get involved.
What if you're far? You're too far to push.
Then that girl's dead.
You're gonna let the girl die.
I can't. I'm not shooting.
I wouldn't shoot. But I'm not a cop. I'm not a cop. I wasn't trained to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
True, yeah. Yeah, that's
100%. If I witnessed that in real life,
yeah,
there's zero chance I'm shooting that person. I'd be like, holy shit, that lady's stabbing that
lady.
Stop. Oh, fuck.
I called 911 and then let the other girl run away. I was like, all right, cool, we can.
Well, so apparently the girl who was thrusting a knife in the air was the one who called the police.
Mm.
Which
it always bees your own people.
Be true.
You know what I mean?
That was a bit of a puzzle, dude. Call the cops and be like, I'm fucking stabbing someone. Apparently there was a fight going on, and that girl was like, I'm going to take it upon myself to break this up.
Well,
busted out. She was apparently carrying a kitchen knife.
Can I ask? Were they
What kind of knife was it?
Was it?
I think it was like a steak knife.
If I do find out this was a butter knife, this does.
It wasn't a butter knife.
All right.
Although.
Was it two black children arguing?
I think so.
Okay, so I know how this happened. They're fighting in the house, and then one girl was like, I'm going to call the cops, and she'll leave. And she's like, bitch, call the cops. And she was like, you know what? I'll call the cops myself. Yes. And then she called them, and then killed her.
But they did kill her for... she was going to kill the other girl, you know? Maybe.
Maybe. She might have just been faking the
fuck. If she stabbed her a couple of times, then yeah.
That's a crime. For sure.
It's not like a... The argument for that was the, like, what about, like, Kyle Rittenhouse or, like, Dylan Roof or, like, you know, like, that's the argument for that.
Yeah, or any of the other black guys arrested for murder that are in jail for murder. Sometimes they go to jail for murder.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or anybody else that's, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's the argument, Dylan Roof, if they didn't kill him?
No, they got him Burger King.
That was a bad look.
They got BK.
Yeah, and then they took him to jail.
They probably spit in his burger.
Might have spit in his burger, dude.
They probably spit a lunger in his burger. Joke's on him.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, guys.
No, don't be sorry at all. Yeah, okay. Don't be sorry. Yeah, dude, this is a. This is-